a solution for Egypt. Immediate Turkish Islamic Union. The military government that has come to power through a coup in Egypt is ruthlessly firing on its own people. Hundreds of people, women, children, babies, and the elderly, are being martyred. Bullets are being rained down at random from machine guns and helicopters. Snipers are shooting at the public from their hiding places on the tops of buildings. People in tents are having petrol poured over them and being burned alive. The street gangs known as the X-Men recognize no bounds in the crimes they commit. The injured are prevented from being treated. Even those who try to help the injured are being killed. The images you are seeing show someone carrying a protester injured by the junta's security forces in Egypt being shot and martyred by a sniper. This is how the camera caught those moments. Injured people are unable to reach the hospitals because the roads have been blocked, and they are left to die out in the open because they cannot be treated. Doctors who attempt to reach and treat the injured are arrested. The bodies of countless martyrs are burned to stop the true number of the dead from becoming known. Relatives wishing to take away the bodies of the martyrs from the morgues are forced to sign statements giving the cause of death as suicide. People wander from street to street in order to locate their own relatives among the dead bodies lying in the roads. The people of Egypt are being massacred before the eyes of the world. This place was full of patients who were put down on the floor to the extent that I lifted my trousers because of the amount of blood splashing while we walked. They started bringing down their armored vehicles and shooting cartridges and chasing people and shooting them with live bullets. Some people were shot with cartridges like this. Other people were shot with live bullets. We saw the army and police shooting tear gas, cartridges, and live bullets. And while my brother and I were retreating, I was shot in the leg. 10 minutes later, my brother was shot in the chest and died. Immediately after the massacre, I said the army had carried out a complete massacre against peaceful protesters and they killed them in cold blood, and that there were 83 dead. It didn't match up with figures issued by the health ministry. Straight after my statement, the ministry issued a statement saying that what I'd said were lies, and after that, I was sacked from my job. After this terrible wickedness and the images of savagery witnessed, the junta's security forces responsible congratulate one another. This is Egypt, a Muslim country. Instead of ensuring the safety of the public in the wake of the coup in Egypt, police and army teams have turned all their destructive power against unarmed, innocent people. Egyptians with no demand other than the protection of their democratic rights face terrifying savagery in their own country. The army has perpetrated 3 major massacres since seizing power. Killings, wounding, and mass arrests are continuing on a regular basis every day. Egypt is witnessing some of the bloodiest army massacres in world history. Violence and ruthlessness are increasing by the day. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the head of the army, recognizes no limits in his strategy of tension and is increasingly leading Egypt into darkness through his ruthless policy. How can the Egyptian army inflict such unbounded wickedness on its own people? The Egyptian army is known to have possessed a materialist mindset and to have received a Darwinist education for many years now. Members of an army that believes in social Darwinism, the idea that the strong survive by crushing the weak, have therefore adopted a way of thinking that is based on violence. This means that the army is easily able to kill innocent and defenseless people, nor has it any hesitation over committing such a terrible crime as mass slaughter, because their aim is always to eliminate those people who hold different opinions from theirs and thus ensure the victory of the administration. Another fact underlying the tragic events in Egypt must also not be ignored. Some Muslims in Egypt have adopted various extremist rules and practices that were added onto Islam only much later, supposedly in the name of faith. A large part of the Egyptian people clearly do not desire a lifestyle shaped in the light of such an extremist system. Yet, if the Muslims of Egypt adopted a modern conception of Islam compatible with the Quran, this would clearly content all sections of society. The adoption of policies that contribute to the emergence of art, music, and scientific progress, and to modern, well-informed, cultured, clean, moral, high-quality, and aware young people, and the determined implementation of such policies will certainly eliminate the polarization in Egyptian society. Salvation in Egypt and in the Islamic world as a whole will come not from politics, but through Islamic unity. We must not seek an escape from or permanent solutions to the sufferings taking place in the Muslim world through political maneuvering or political fine detail. God has told Muslims in the Quran where true salvation lies: in being united. God loves those who fight in His way in ranks like well-built walls. Muslims have a religious obligation to come together and establish Islamic union. The wrongs in the world will never come to an end so long as Muslims are not united. Muslims must set aside their differences of opinion and immediately unite in the light of God's command. God commands Muslims to unite as follows in the Quran: those who, when they are wronged, defend themselves. This resistance must, of course, take place through ideas, knowledge, virtue, reason, and love. When Muslims act according to the Quran, they will remember that they are brothers with all the Muslims of the world and will embrace one another with love and joy. Opposition will fade away in the union they establish, and a way of thinking that embraces all and that loves and serves everyone will emerge. It will be based on love and brotherhood alone. Because our faith is a religion of love, and Muslims are people of love, Islamic union is a union of love. A Muslim has a responsibility to defend everyone's interests and to ensure the peace and security of all, both Muslim and non-Muslim. In a society based on love, Christians, Jews, and even atheists will live at ease and enjoy love and respect. That is the model that all mankind hopes for. If people abide by God's command to be united, Muslims can build one of the greatest civilizations of the 21st century with the natural resources and the strategic importance of Islamic lands. If the Islamic world wants to build a great, powerful, stable, and prosperous civilization, if it wants to guide and illuminate the world in all matters, then it must establish a union based on love without delay. This union of love to be established by Muslims will, without doubt, create a more effective force than even the most advanced weaponry. With Islamic union, not only will the problems of Egypt be resolved, but those in all Muslim countries in a permanent and peaceful way. This is God's promise, and God is He who always makes good on His promises.